The approved proposals will be incorporated into the Kodiak Area Sport Fishing Regulations and will be included in the new year's fishing regulations, which are published this spring. The approved proposals have the potential to enhance sport fishing experience, according to sport fish area biologist Tyler Pollum. One opens fishing on Menashka Creek above the bridge. Another clarifies where the boundary line is for the road zone. A third opens Dog Salmon River for a minimal king salmon fishery. And the fourth sets up a rockfish management plan for sports fishing. The Menashka Creek regulations are pretty straightforward. Previously, fishermen could only catch silvers below the bridge at the end of Menashka Bay Road at White Sands Beach. Pollum says the waters above the bridge are where they used to catch king salmon for broodstock at the hatchery. But they don't do that anymore, so there's no reason to close the waters.
Where the closure is right now kind of is still in the intertidal zone, and as the tide comes up, those silvers actually push up above the bridge, and they hang out in areas that are closed to fishing. And for the silvers, we don't have a conservation concern with that. We're not trying to catch those for broodstock in Menashka Creek, and it's closed to fishing, so they're not really accessible to people fishing there. And so the idea is we would move the marker upstream to a point above the intertidal zone so that when those fish do push up there, then people could fish in those areas for them.
The road zone issue can be confusing, and the new regulation contains a lot of very specific points and GPS locations. But actually, it eliminates confusion for those fishing offshore who need to know if they are fishing close enough to the shore that they fall under road zone regulations, or if they are far enough out to be using the remote zone regulations. Pollum explains that the road zone gets heavy usage and has a lower bag limit than the areas further offshore. Previously, the line was defined as being 1 mile from shore, which can be hard to figure out from a skiff when you're out fishing. The new rule is from point to point.
We'll publish a map in our new regulations book of it, and it's really easy to follow. So, you know, one of the examples is for Middle Bay, the line goes from Broad Point to Cliff Point. And that's that if you're inside that line, you're on the road zone. If you're outside that line, you're off the road zone. Or, for instance, for folks who like to fish Buoy 4, which is fairly close to the old line of 1 mile, the line now is from Spruce Cape to the northern tip of Woody Island. So if you're inside that line, you're on the road zone. If you're outside that line, you're off the road zone. It's much more straightforward than trying to determine if you're within 1 mile of the shoreline.
Moving on now to the new Dog Salmon River King fishery.
And the other opened up catch and release fishing for king salmon on the Dog Salmon River drainage, Fraser Lake drainage, and that with no bait, so a very limited fishery, but allowed people to target those fish.
And finally, the Board of Fish approved a rockfish management plan for sport fish in the Kodiak area. Pollum says the new management plan will allow area biologists to better control the fishery and to ensure its sustainability, especially in areas getting heavy pressure from sports fishermen.
Areas near town, what we call the Northeast District, which is like Bruce Island to like Sacramento River area, the harvest has been going up a lot, particularly for black rockfish.
Pollum adds that the plan sets out a list of criteria for how to restrict fishing if that becomes necessary. He says that all the new regulations approved by the Board of Fish will go into effect for this year's fishing seasons. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.